The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Shane Harger's with us. Shane Harger was a former chief of police of Jemez Springs, New Mexico. He and I met at a constitutional sheriff and peace officers event. And we spent some time together, and we've been on the telephone offline, and we've been on the air together, and we've been talking about corruption and what's happening with, we'll call it law enforcement across the United States of America. Welcome Shane Harger.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. And, Alfio Lanuto is with us, an attorney, New Jersey. And, first hour we talked about the raid on his home where a squad of police showed up and demanded that he cooperate with them and let them into his home without a warrant. He did not like that. He did not agree. They pushed their way in anyway and arrested him. And I was thinking, Al, welcome, Al.
Thank you, Vincent. It's a pleasure.
And so I just, during the break, I just wrote down a quick list of those USAprepares.com instructors, just off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm omitting a lot, who have been arrested for all kinds of things. For example, Pastor Aaron Brummett, Springfield, Missouri. He's been arrested for preaching on the street. Calls the police, says, okay, listen, I want to preach on the street. What are the rules? What are the regulations? And they send him a letter saying it's okay, you can do it, just keep the decibel level down below 75. He buys a decibel meter, preaches on the street, and they arrest him, handcuff him, and haul him away, as well as one of the people with him, a lady who was with him in Springfield, Missouri. They haul him away. And they said, well, that letter, that's not for forever. That was just one time. So he got arrested. And then Jeffrey Deskovic, he was arrested for murder. He was arrested for murdering a classmate when he was a teenager in high school. And 15 years he spent in maximum security prison for rape and murder, and they let him out because DNA evidence proved that he didn't do it. He was set up. And the judge told the jury, look, if you guys don't decide this case, you're going to stay through the holiday season. We're not letting you out. So they decided to convict him. That's Jeffrey Deskovic. And so he spent up until he's about 30 years old in prison. Fernando Salguero, he was arrested in New Jersey. He was hauled into court for a traffic infraction of 13 years prior. And the police were waiting for him outside the courthouse when his case was thrown out. And they demanded to look into the trunk of his vehicle. And he said, well, if you've got a warrant. And they said, well, never forget it. We'll just call the dogs. They called the dogs. The dogs indicated, let's check out the trunk. They cleared the area, they brought in the bomb squad, they blew up Fernando Salguero's trunk, they found three road flares, and he's facing 20 years in prison because he had bomb-making devices. Road flares, they used to sell them for 29 cents back in the 1960s in case you had an emergency. Lynette Marie, she was at the meetup last night, she was arrested. Mike Parsons is in jail, in prison right now. He ran for office, he won, and he was going to audit the county in Tennessee, ran for office, and they decided he was a problem. They thought he might run again, so they arrested him. They raided his farm, And they brought four SWAT team people, a blacked-out SUV. They brought the chief of police dressed for a photo op. They brought a veterinarian, a state veterinarian, to check on his wolves. There was a complaint that his wolves were being mistreated. And four police cars. They raided his farm. They tried everything they could to figure out how they could arrest him. They searched his property, and they found some weapons that belonged to his wife, and they put Mike Parsons in jail. He's in jail right now, in prison right now. Al, you were arrested, and there are many more. Shane, I don't know if what happened to you in New Mexico when you were flying to the CSPOA convention, you were detained. You weren't arrested, right?
That's correct. I was detained, and certainly a Fourth Amendment violation, and these sorts of things. Everything you just mentioned, it goes on and on. The list seems to be never ending, and so I would ask the question: at what point do people put their foot down and say, "I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I'm not taking this anymore"? I really wanted to talk with you about tolerable limits, hearing what's happened to your other guests and what's happened to these other people that you've mentioned. I can tell you that I just like to throw out a quick little allegory, just sort of a scenario. I love my wife. My wife is a dear woman. I would do anything in the world to protect her under the right circumstances. And I love her with all of my heart. I would lay down my life for her. I can tell you that if she were at work and her boss began to act in a bullying manner, she comes home and tells me, "Hey, look, husband, I was at work today, and, my boss, he demanded I fix his coffee, started yelling at me, throwing things." I would be upset. I would be bothered by those things because I love my wife and I care about her, right? But I think those, I would be able to tolerate it. I would try to work through those things. Change the scenario. My wife comes home and she says, "I was getting some cleaning supplies out of the closet. My boss blocked the doorway, and he began to, undress me with his eyes." Things start to change. But let's say my wife comes home and says, "Today my boss said either I'm going to have sex with him or he's going to fire me. And we have bills mounting up, and I just didn't know what to do, and he raped me." I think there's a point that it's no longer tolerable. The people of this country are being raped by our government, both the local government, county government, state government, and federal government, figuratively speaking. I for one, can't stand for that. I've reached a place in my life where enough is enough, and I'm hoping and praying that the rest of the people in this country will say, "I'm not going to be raped. I'm not going to allow this sort of behavior." What are your thoughts on that, Vince?
My thoughts are pretty simple. Dr. Norman Shiel is one of our senior instructors, and he wrote a book called Third Party Rape. And it's about the insurance companies invading the medical profession and raping us. And, the word rape may seem like it's over the top. But it's not over the top, because the government, in my opinion, is out of control. And here's what's happening. People are learning now from the instructors on this broadcast that they can say no. They can say, "We're not taking it anymore. We're not cooperating. We are not going to produce our ID card every time we make a transaction at the Chinese factory outlet or Lowe's or some other retailer." We're saying no. We're saying, "I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to give you my ID. If you need my ID, I can't help you, so you have a choice. You can either let the transaction go because nothing came up, said the card was lost or stolen or fraudulently used. So you can either let me take these things that I've just paid for, or you can rescind the transaction or reverse the transaction, and you can put them all back on the shelf. Whatever you choose is up to you." I mean, that's what we are starting to do. We are literally saying no more and more and more. And I think it's great. But we have crossed the line. For example, there's at least six mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles in the Springfield, Missouri community. How did they get here? You mentioned it because agencies are taking bribes. I don't know what else to call it other than they're taking federal bribes. Now, maybe it's semi-transparent that they're getting vehicles, but where do these hinged handcuffs come from? Where do the machine guns come from? Where do all these tasers come from? Well, I believe it's related to government bribes and corporate bribes. So that's my response. I'm saying absolutely no, but there's a price to pay. There really is a price to pay. Mike Parsons is paying that price right now. He's in prison. He won the election. It was reported on the news, television, the night of the election that he won. The vote count was in. And by morning, they flipped the numbers around and said he lost. And as soon as they had the opportunity, a sheriff's deputy started shooting at him, killed one of his dogs, shot at another dog from across the road. And Mike Parsons is now in jail. Prison, I should say.
Wow.
We need to say no. For example, Lynette Marie was at our meetup last night. And the way she's saying no is she is not going to participate in the system. She is not willing to let the government control her with licenses and permits. She does not have a Missouri driver's license. She says she doesn't need one. She has an American national card. It's a diplomatic type of an immunity. And she can travel wherever she wants. As long as people aren't hiring her for interstate commerce, she can travel wherever she wants. No driver's license. No driver's license fee. And so she is pushing the limits about saying no. And what I'm finding out is more and more of us at USA Prepares are doing that. And it's not like we're organized and we're getting together saying, okay, here's the next big thing we're going to do. These are just individuals who just don't take direction very well. That's who we are. And individually, USA Prepares instructors are just doing their own thing and saying no. And Shane, you got fired. You got fired for, there's no way other than I can figure this out. You were at an event in Las Vegas where you signed on to the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Convention document. You were part of the framing of that document. You were there on site. You signed on to it. You were one of the early signers. You went back to work in New Mexico and got fired. And they won't even tell you why. Will they tell you why? I don't think they've told you why, will they?
No, there's still no reason given as to why. They came up with what they call a harder fact sheet and put it on their website, and it's extremely ambiguous and makes a lot of innuendos, but really amounts to nothing. What it boils down to is I was given a commendation by the mayor for my efforts in cleaning up that town and serving the people. Over half the town's population came out and gave me a citizen's award. I was given an $8.50 an hour raise. I attended the CSPOA's.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about the police, and we're talking about tolerable limits. Al Lanuto, I've got a quick question for you. Now, there's a guy who wants to be president of the United States. He's had a surgery to change his digestive system so that he could lose weight, and he has. Yeah, I think he's down about 85 pounds. His name is Chris Christie. Is there corruption in Chris Christie's administration?
Absolutely. He's as corrupt as they come.
Well, let me see if I got this right. But
I'll say it again.
He's
as corrupt as they come.
Okay.
So, and I hope Chris Christie hears this.
Well,
bring it on. Bring it on, Governor.
Well, that's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And we've already been called by the government. I'm sorry I missed the call, whoever it was yesterday who called the farm. But I know that we are now in the sights of the government. We've gotten the missed call information. So I'm sure they're going to call today. So, yeah. All right. Now, so Chris Christie's administration is corrupt. Now, this guy wants to be president. Okay. So lying is allowed by the police. Shane Harger, let me ask you this. It seems to me that if we lie to a police officer, that's an offense in most locations. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. If you intentionally give false information, you can absolutely be charged that under most state statutes.
Okay. And is it against the law for the police to lie to us?
It is not. The way the statutes are written, certainly here in New Mexico, under interview and interrogation standards, you can lie to people in order to achieve the end result. Now, where does that leave you from a moral standpoint?
No, it's corrupt beyond the pale, and it's outrageous. It's a double standard, and it's unacceptable. So we need to take back our government. It's as simple as that. Now we're talking about.
If I may just interject it very briefly, I agree with Chief Harger, and it is permissible in most states, at least also in New Jersey to the extent that I'm aware of, for police to lie during interrogation. However, I want to point out it is not lawful for a police officer to lie in court under oath and give false testimony. I wanted to just make that distinction there in terms of what, when and where police are allowed to lie.
But let me ask you this, Alfio Lanuto. Have you witnessed police lying under oath,
absolutely,
illegally,
yeah,
in court?
Yeah, right. In my very own case, I saw it. We have a videotape that contradicts the police's own tape. That gives a different account of what happened, and the court completely ignores it. The police completely refute it. It's their own tape. They introduce it into evidence, and then they give testimony that contradicts their own tape. It gets better. Five of them testify, and they each contradict each other.
Let me ask you this.
This is a Keystone Cops. They can't even get their story straight.
Yeah. Let me ask Shane Harger this. Shane, we've heard the term blue glue, meaning the police stick together, or at least they try to. Have you seen experiences where the police have stuck together by lying, misrepresenting, obfuscating, leaving out details that have harmed we the people? Have you seen that ever?
I have. A prime example would be the Levi Chavez case here in New Mexico, wherein a Albuquerque police officer is accused of murdering his wife, staging it to look like a suicide. Suddenly all of his police buddies show up out of their jurisdiction and start hauling away at blood evidence from the crime scene. I think that's a pretty good example.
That's a very egregious example, Chief Harger. where a woman actually loses her life. But it does not surprise me at all. Vincent, the prior broadcast, you recall the example of Jersey City police doing something nearly identical, where a police officer shot a young man, a minority, and then the police arrived. Other police officers arrived without their lights on, without their emergency sirens, to quietly try to manipulate the evidence, and they didn't call an ambulance for another 45 minutes or so after they realized that the young man was not going to expire. And then witnesses changed their story, very much like the Ori Lakota syndrome, like my neighbor, who changed the story from why you arrested Al, he's a gentleman, to Al, why didn't you let them search your house if you had nothing to hide? And that's really what's going on here in terms of what are the tolerable limits?
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about Mike Parsons. What are we going to do to help Mike Parsons? I'm Vince Finelli, Al Lanuto, Shane Harger, USAPrepares.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Mike Parsons decided to run for office, and he was going to clean up his county in Tennessee. And he won the election, as it was reported on television, the night of the election. By the next morning, the vote was flipped, and Mike lost the election. And shortly thereafter, a deputy started firing a semi-automatic rifle at Mike and his dogs, killed one of Mike's dogs in Mike's arms. Mike demanded that the sheriff stop shooting. Mike was unarmed. And Mike got arrested because he objected to the deputy killing his dog and firing at Mike from across the road. So here we have an incident where the police are assaulting and attacking with a semi-automatic rifle. We the people. And we the people got arrested. Mike Parsons is in prison right now. Now, that's because Mike and I believe that the county was afraid that had Mike been put in office, he would have audited the county. And the corrupt administration, as Mike refers to them, would be in prison. So Mike believes that to prevent that, they sent a SWAT team to Mike's farm. So Mike raises wolf hybrids. And there is allegedly a letter from PETA, the animal group, saying that Mike was mistreating his dogs. So an assembly of police vehicles show up. Four police cars, the police chief in another car, an SUV with blacked out windows, three or four SWAT team members inside. The parole officer was there, and a veterinarian. And two animal control type trucks were there. All at the same time, lined up to invade Mike Parsons' farm. Mike's gate was locked. Mike was going to be leaving his farm. And he keeps his gate locked. He was going to leave his farm to go buy building supplies out of state. He had permission from his parole officer to do that. His parole officer showed up unexpectedly, unannounced, and demanded to come into Mike's farm. Mike's car was in the way, blocking the gate. They moved the gate out of the way, moved the car, came in, put Mike against the hood of his vehicle, and were looking for a weapon. They wanted to find a gun or a knife or some kind of weapon, and they couldn't find one because he didn't have one. So they were kind of rough on Mike. They demanded to look at the animals. Mike let them look at the animals. They found nothing, not even a hint of any mistreatment. And they demanded to look in his house. They forced their way into Mike's house without a search warrant, and Mike got hauled away because they found, allegedly, a rifle and ammo that belongs to Mike Parsons' wife. So he's in prison right now, and he's scheduled to be there until 2015. They've mistreated Mike. They have denied him nutrition. He's lost weight, and now they've got him on the equivalent of a Ensure, you know, the canned drink with calories and vitamins, because his health is declining. They're mistreating him. He's in prison right now. Gentlemen, how do we get Mike Parsons out of prison?
I think people need to start writing and making phone calls.
Okay, who do we make the phone calls to? I will take care of putting the numbers on the website. Are you saying, Shane, expose everyone involved?
Well, yes, and you know, certainly with our fellow instructor and counselor that's on the phone with us, an attorney,
yep.
You know, he can answer this, speak to this better than I. But contingent upon indicative my past experience as a law enforcement officer, there are special provisions for someone who is on parole. Whether I agree with it or not, generally speaking, the provisions are that you don't need a warrant to search that person's property in person and things because they're on parole. Basically, it's as though they're still in custody. They're just out on release. And so you get into a gray area there. Now, his wife was not on parole or probation, and certainly she's well within her rights to own a firearm. So we kind of get into murky waters. But when you look at the totality of the circumstances, it certainly would lead a reasonable person to believe that this was someone who was targeted for their political affiliations,
and for their beliefs in the Constitution, their support, and they're trying to bring down corruption, vocal corruption. And so, yes, I think everyone needs to become active, make some phone calls, and whether Mike is guilty or not guilty, he certainly should not be mistreated while incarcerated. What do you say to that, Counselor?
Well, absolutely, but yet you face that all the time, Chief Harger. This is an all too familiar story that is repeats itself, and actually the number of these cases grows exponentially from what I can see all across the country, the public needs to be aware of all this, and the Justice Department. Where is the Justice Department at all in this entire debacle? And I took a liberty of I took a look at all the publicly available information. I certainly was not there for Mike Parsons' trial. Don't have access to original source documents, but I did take a look at what's online, what's on his website, on his own website. And even being on parole, I mean, that gets tied back to the root cause of that is the initial conviction, which from my perspective, from what I can gather from looking at publicly available information, including his own account on his website, assuming that all to be true, and I have no reason to doubt that, because he goes into such explicit detail. And it all just seems to be so consistent with the playbook all across the country. He seems to have been denied even the right to counsel. The court appointed in his initial conviction, that was, that not even in this incident, but in the original conviction from which all of this stems. The court appointed somebody who was what we in the profession called the loyal opposition. They pretend to be defending the defendant, but they're really there to twist their arm into taking some kind of plea bargain deal, and they're really working on the state side, not on the defense side. That's an all too common problem in our profession, especially when you're getting a court appointed attorney.
Whether you're talking about public pretenders.
I beg your pardon, Chief.
So you're talking about public public pretenders.
Exactly. That's who he was defended by. And then he got a second attorney, who admitted she knew nothing about criminal defense. And when Mr. Parsons makes a motion to the court, from what I gathered on the website, to ask her new attorney, she denied ever having made that statement. Then attacks him in court for having confronted her about this. This, from what I can see on publicly available information, Mr. Parsons seems to have been railroaded here. And
To triage the situation, to answer your question, Vince, if we're going to triage Mr. Parsons' situation, I would say first and foremost, let's look at his personal safety and well-being. So I would encourage everyone to contact the federal marshal's office, because that's going to be who is over these prisoners if he's in a federal penitentiary or federal case. And then also the Bureau of Prisons, Federal Bureau of Prisons, the warden, and their local sheriff as well. People need to raise awareness that this guy is there, make sure that he's not being held incommunicado, and that he is not being abused physically.
That's excellent suggestions, Chief, because that is the first priority to ensure his immediate safety. I want to point out there's a man by the name of Paul Wright, who spent 17 years in prison and then was later exonerated and released for actual innocence, and who now runs what's called the Human Rights Defense Center, formerly in Vermont and now in Florida. Perhaps he could also be of help. To answer one of the other questions you raised, Vince, regarding the firearms, that's a matter of state law, and I believe the laws differ from state to state, whether someone who's on parole is not permitted to have firearms himself, whether anyone else who also lives in the household is also falls under that same prohibition. I don't know the answer to that. That is a function of state law and can vary from one state to another. One would have to look at the local laws of the state of Tennessee where this occurred. But from what I read of Mr. Parsons' account of even the facts leading up to his trial, it's pretty egregious, and he was certainly denied his Sixth Amendment right to due process. That's absolutely fundamental, and that's simply for asserting his First Amendment right to freedom of expression and wanting to change the system. And it doesn't surprise me at all that somebody who's trying to change the system gets railroaded, just like Chief Harger, who's gotten commendations for his work, then loses his job inexplicably, still with no explanation. That's exactly what happens to anybody who tries to buck the establishment and shut down their cash registers. Power is a hungry beast, and greed is insatiable, has an insatiable appetite, and the power and greed equal corruption. And that's a very, very dangerous combination. And when somebody tries to attack that and go against or challenge certain special interests who profit from the corruption, there's going to be retaliation, such as Chief Harger described, and such as I also personally have been targeted in the same way. Speak of commendations, I would receive public accolades for achieving for a public entity when I was a public official, appointed a public official, that I would be going after certain taxpayers who hadn't paid their tax bills in years and was bringing substantial amounts of money into public coffers.
Hold that thought. Going into a commercial. Al Annuto, Shane Harger, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
my
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'd like to authorize each and every one of you, every member of our broadcast classroom, to investigate and report back to me at USAPrepares.com the Mike Parsons case of government railroading and government imprisonment. And here's what I'd like to suggest that you consider doing. You're authorized to be an investigative reporter for USAPrepares.com. And of course, I want you to be on your best behavior. And you may make calls as an investigative reporter for USAPrepares.com. Use your real name. And if asked, provide your real phone number. And ask whatever questions you think are appropriate. That's what I do. It's exactly what I do. So you can email me at vincent@usaprepares.com. Let us know what you found. If you'd like to be on the air and report what you found, let me know. And we'll talk about that offline. And we'll present the news on our website, usaprepares.com. We want to come to the rescue of Mike Parsons, fellow usaprepares.com instructor. And we would do the same for every one of our instructors who has been imprisoned, harmed, for no fault of his own. Okay? So, Shane Harger, what do you think about that? Is that reasonable?
It is, and it's certainly encouraged. I would tell everyone within the sound of our voice to do what's within their power to help protect a fellow liberty lover. I mean, when it all boils down, at the end of the day, who are we as Americans if we don't stand up for truth, liberty, honor, freedom? So by all means, break out your pen, your paper, your audio recorders, and you know, get out there and ask questions, demand answers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm saying is you may call, you're authorized to call as a member of USAPrepares.com. You can be an investigative reporter, and you can call and say, hi, I'm Vincent Finelli. Now use your own name, please. I'm with USAPrepares.com. I'm an investigative reporter. We have a radio broadcast that's nationally syndicated. And I have some questions about the Mike Parsons case. Can you help me? Here are my questions. And keep asking, and don't be discouraged. You might get you might get in a loop of people who will pass you from person to person. And what you can do is write down their names and their numbers. So if you can get pictures, research pictures off the internet, let's get the names, and let's expose these bad guys. Okay? Al Lanuta, what are your thoughts?
I echo Chief Harder's sentiments completely. I think you're absolutely correct in making sure everyone uses their correct name and uses gives all genuinely verifiable information. That's absolutely critical in the exercise of people's First Amendment rights to seek information and to express their opinions. That it need to be done also within the confines and with also respecting the First Amendment. I might also suggest the following, if you would agree, that the Department of Justice be asked to look into the initial conviction, because I think there's more than sufficient questions there about whether any civil rights were violated. And it seems as if they were. In fact, they might actually find that there is a cause to believe that there was a conspiracy to violate civil rights, which is something that falls within the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, and they should be petitioned to be looking into this. I think that the more activity and the more attention the matter gets, the more transparency people demand of government and of law enforcement, well, it can only help. Will it achieve
the
desired results?
Yeah. Al Lanuta, Shane Harger, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure. I appreciate it.
John, the program director at GCN, thank you so much for engineering this broadcast. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.